This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
The Rich Zeoli Show podcast is sponsored by Mike Venaria Jr. with Osperity Private Wealth.
Hi, I'm Mike Venaria Jr., Wealth Management Specialist. Make your retirement dreams a reality by creating your retirement plan today. Call me at 856-252-0107.
We're going to talk to our buddy Matt Rooney at 3:30. He's the host of the Matt Rooney Show right here on 1210 WPHE. He also runs the Save Jersey website. We'll get Matt's take on everything related to the election, where it goes from here. We have some, we have the chairman of the Republican National Committee, the man himself, Michael Whatley, joining us later in the show today. The RNC is going to be behind this race, and Jack can win. Now, let me tell you, if you didn't vote for him, if you supported another candidate, that's fine. That's what primaries are all about. That's what America's all about. It's fine. But now you got to back the Republican nominee. You got to back him, because we have a real chance of winning the state. And Mikey Sherrill and the Democrats would be disastrous. And the eyes of the nation are going to be on this race. And in many ways, this is also a referendum for Trump. I've had a lot of people on social media attacking me today. Jack Chiarelli was the only guy who asked to come on my show, believe it or not. None of the other candidates did. And I said, yes, of course. Yeah, I mean, that was, you know, that's my rule. If you have to ask me. I'm not going to ask you. But he asked several times. And every time he asked, we said, sure, come on the show. Absolutely. There are people who are angry today. And they have this attitude of like, well, I'm not going to vote for him because my guy didn't win, because they were backing somebody else. I said, well, then you're going to hand the race to the Democrats. And you're also going to embarrass the president, because Jack's win yesterday was a variety of factors. I think he worked very hard, no doubt about it. He had great name recognition from almost beating Murphy in 2021. And Trump's endorsement is huge. But the Democrats are betting on Trump's endorsement being his downfall in the fall. And if you're wondering, in his election victory speech last night, did he mention Trump or did he dodge Trump? He thanked the president for his support. Very passionately thanked him. So he's not going to run away from Trump. But the Democrats are going to make this race entirely about Donald Trump. And so keep that in mind, because if you are upset, I remember this in 2016. I remember during the primary in 2016 when there were a lot of people who supported another candidate than Donald Trump. And said, I'll never vote. I'll never vote for that Trump guy. He's not a real conservative. Blah, 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 blah. And I was begging him. And now nobody knows anyone who was that person. And it's okay. It's all right. It's not a problem. I don't care. I don't care. I mean, there were talk show hosts saying it. There were callers to the show saying it. It's no big deal. It's water under the bridge. But take some time. Process your emotions if you're upset. And then get on board and work hard to get Jack Chiarelli elected and flip the Republican, the assembly to Republican. And we got a real shot here at making this a big story, because the Democrats and the media will frame this election as a referendum on Donald Trump, when it needs to be a referendum on the Democrats who have ruined New Jersey and have just driven up prices on everything, including energy. And those electric bills are about to hit big time very, very soon. So I think Chitarelli wins. I really do. You know, I predicted, I told you yesterday my prediction was going to be Chitarelli and Mikey Sherrill. I was right about that prediction. I'm predicting Jack wins. And I really, truly feel that way. Now, just so you know, our next live show at the Grand Hotel of Cape May is June 20th. Jack will be our very first guest on the show that day at 3 p.m. He may be in person. He may be on the phone. He has an event in North Jersey that night. And as you know, on a Friday in the summer, it's kind of tough getting from Cape May, which is literally the most southern part of the state. And he has to go all the way to the most northern part of the state. So I don't know if he'll be in person or not. But we're going to give him a hero's welcome on June 20th. And we're going to work really hard that day and every day to get him elected. We're also going to have some other great guests that day. So I hope you'll join us on Friday, June 20th at the Grand Hotel of Cape May, New Jersey. And I'm optimistic that if Jack won't be able to be in person at that one, hopefully he'll be able to be in person at the one we do in August. But he's grateful, and he'll be on the show next week. And he just wanted me to extend to each and every one of you who voted for him. Thank you. If you did not vote for him, that's okay. Just please vote for him in November. All right? That's all I ask. I didn't say a negative word about any of his opponents during this election. You know my policy. You know my strategy. I know the day after what it's like. I was a Republican county chairman for 7 long years. And every day after the primary, I had to bring the party back together. And there's a lot of bad, hurt feelings after political primaries, but that's the process. And it's okay to grieve over the fact that your candidate lost, but it's not okay to stay home in November. It's not okay to help the Democrats win. That's not okay. Because they've done enough destruction to this state, and it will also be a major referendum against Donald Trump. So whether you were a Spadia guy, or whether you were a John Bramnick guy, or somebody else, Mario Krajicek already has put out a statement today, and I commend him for it, endorsing Jack Chitarelli and urging all of his supporters to work and back him and get him elected. I'm hopeful the other candidates in the race will do the same. If they don't, that's a real sign of, in my opinion, a lack of character. Because you got to do it. That's just the game. And it's funny because you will not find a radio host who was a never Trumper. We know who they were. You will never find anybody who was like, I'm not voting for Trump. He was mean to Ted Cruz's wife. But you know that there were people like that. It's okay. You can be angry. Just vote. That's all I ask. All right? We'll talk more about that as the show goes on today. On the national front, there's a lot of fun, crazy stuff going on. The White House Press Secretary Karoline Leavitt spoke today from the White House. She had a lot to say as well, including on China and what's happening in L.A. and the craziness that's going on in California. Gavin Newsom, who at this point right now is on the trajectory to become the Democrat nominee for president in 2028, he's decided he's going to use this moment to be the guy who leads the rebellion against Donald Trump. I mean, literally a rebellion against Trump. He's calling for that. He's calling for that. And he's literally saying that Trump is destroying America and destroying the American democracy. And we have audio of that, too. Let me just tell you, Newsom is a slimeball chameleon political shapeshifter. But he sees an opportunity here, and that opportunity is he thinks that he can be the guy who is able to garner as much attention as Donald Trump is being the resistance, and that will parlay him into the nomination in 2028. And if we're not careful, that could happen. So we're going to do our best to expose him as the freaking fraud that he is. But I don't know what this virus is, this rage virus, that apparently now these people in Los Angeles are totally peaceful. Then they see a member of the National Guard and they lose their freaking mind. Some sort of rage takes over and then they start firebombing police cars and destroying property. But up until that moment, till they see a National Guardsman, they don't do anything. They're perfectly peaceful and fine. The mere sight of them sets off some sort of rage virus in the brain that then makes, that's if you listen to what the idiots in the media and on The View and these other places say. If you listen to them, that's what's happening. It's a rage virus. These are normally peaceful people. until they see the sight of a person in a National Guard uniform, at which point then they become violent. Then and only then. I don't know what this virus is. I imagine it was created in a lab by Fauci and in Wuhan, China. I imagine so. But let's begin with some audio, shall we, on Gavin Newsom, the opposition here. And this is the key here, what you have to realize about Newsom. He's good. He's good, man. Yeah, guys, slick. He's good. Slick Gabby, like Slick Willie. He's slick and slimy, and he loves to go out there and get attention for himself. He loves it. So let's start with cut number 14. Take a listen.
California will keep fighting. We'll keep fighting on behalf of our people, all of our people, including in the courts. Just yesterday, we filed a legal challenge to Donald Trump's reckless deployment of American troops to a major American city. Today, we sought an emergency court order to stop the use of the American military to engage in law enforcement activities across Los Angeles. If some of us could be snatched off the streets without a warrant, based only on suspicion or skin color, then none of us are safe. Authoritarian regimes begin by targeting people who are least able to defend themselves, but they do not stop there. Trump and his loyalists, they thrive on division because it allows them to take more power and exert even more control.
Stop it right there. Hang on. The Department of Homeland Security says that the Molotov cocktail suspect is in the United States illegally. What is Gavin Newsom doing other than stoking division? He mentions the D word, division. That's literally what he and the Democrats are doing right now, is stoking division. They could be cooperating with ICE. They could be cooperating with federal authorities. This notion of getting snatched up off the street. Let's break this down for a moment. OK, getting snatched up off the street without a warrant. If you get pulled over and you're driving drunk, guess what? You're going to get snatched up off the street. They don't need a warrant. They're going to arrest you. They don't need to go to a judge to get an arrest warrant. They're going to arrest you. If they catch you stealing something, well, not in California, but in many states, they're going to arrest you. They don't need a warrant to arrest you. So in other words, there's lots of things that you can do to get snatched up off the street by the police without a warrant. Let's understand that. Number two, it's a lie to suggest that there are not detainer orders against these people who are getting snatched up off the streets. Number three, it's an absolute lie to suggest that when they get snatched up off the streets, they disappear. There is a process that happens after they are snatched up off the streets. But, you know, you could be, for example, say, walking down the street, and you could look like a suspect in something, and the cops can snatch you off the street if they have probable cause to do so, and then if it turns out it's not you, they let you go. Hey, you could try to sue. I mean, good luck with that, but probable cause gives the law enforcement authorities this wide range of ability to, quote unquote, snatch people off the street. Like, if you snatch somebody's purse off the street, you're going to get snatched off the street and thrown into the back of a police car. No warrant involved. There's an arrest warrant, which is when they have built a case against somebody and they go to a judge and they get a warrant to arrest somebody and they go serve that arrest warrant and arrest somebody. That's different. But not everybody who gets arrested gets a warrant first. That would be insane. Could you imagine? Could you imagine if it's 2 a.m. in the morning and you get pulled over for drunk driving and you're bombed and the cops had to try to get a warrant to arrest you, and if they couldn't get a judge on the phone, they just let you go? And could you imagine if your response to then getting put in the back of a police car in handcuffs because you're bombed, that the response to that would be, oh my gosh, I was just snatched off the street. I have been kidnapped. I mean, you could say that, but it doesn't make it true because the process of our criminal system involves probable cause, giving the authorities a wide range of abilities to do things without warrants. Like, for example, if they have probable cause to believe there's imminent danger in a home, they don't need a warrant. They can enter that home. This is why the swatting issue is such a problem. Because what will happen is somebody calls up the police and says there's somebody with a gun in the house. They're about to kill themselves or kill somebody else. And then the SWAT team rolls and they break in. And it turns out it was a swatting call. But not everything requires a warrant. The things that do require warrants need to have warrants served properly. And if not, then the case gets tossed because the law enforcement did not follow the procedure. And so the case is going to get tossed. But when we're talking about here ICE picking up people who are criminal illegal aliens, these are people who were given a court date by the Biden administration. But that is not a guarantee that you get to go to court, because the Biden administration put in something via executive order that was this catch and release thing. But that's not what the law says. That's what the Biden administration did. It does not mean this administration has to follow it. Because what the previous administration should have done was said, you're caught and you're sent back. Instead, they caught them crossing the border illegally, which is a misdemeanor, and then they let them go with a court date. Now, these people have committed a misdemeanor. If ICE picks them up, even at the courthouse, ICE is still within their legal rights to pick them up, because nobody has a legal right to be in the country illegally, and nobody has a due process right to go before a judge if they have crossed into this country illegally. In fact, ICE could just catch them at the border and then literally drive them back to the other side of the border and let them go. I think people are under this illusion that when you cross the border and enter the United States of America, once you're on U.S. soil, you're guaranteed due process. That is not true. The people who are guaranteed due process are the people who have gone through the system legally, who are the people that have applied through the system legally. They are people who have been committed of or been accused of other crimes outside of immigration and are given due process around that. But then the overriding issue of an ICE detainer for deportation overrides that under federal law, and then they are removed from the country. But the mere presence of being on U.S. soil does not guarantee one due process. If you have crossed the country illegally, ICE is well within their rights to get you and put you back over the border. And Gavin Newsom and the Democrats are also pretending like what they're doing is they're going to Home Depot and they're looking at people who are brown and they're just randomly picking them up and kidnapping them. That is not happening. But they want you to believe it's happening, so they're spreading that lie. Here's more of the lying California chameleon, Gavin Newsom. Take a listen.
Trump? He's not opposed to lawlessness and violence as long as it serves him. What more evidence do we need than January 6th? Ask everyone.
There we go.
Take time. Reflect on this perilous moment. A president who wants to be bound by no law or constitution, perpetuating a unified assault on American traditions. This is a president who in just over 140 days has fired government watchdogs that could hold him accountable for corruption and fraud. He's declared a war on culture, on history, on science, on knowledge itself. Databases quite literally are vanishing. He's delegitimizing news organizations, and he's assaulting the First Amendment. And the threat of defunding them, at threat, he's dictating what universities themselves can teach. He's targeting law firms and the judicial branch that are the foundations of an orderly and civil society. He's calling for a sitting governor to be arrested for no other reason than to, in his own words, for getting elected. And we all know this Saturday, he's ordering our American heroes, the United States military, and forcing them to put on a vulgar display to celebrate his birthday, just as other failed dictators have done in the past.
A vulgar. There's a lot to unpack there. Dude, when he said you should get arrested for being elected because you've been a terrible governor, that was called sarcasm. All right. You want to get arrested. Let's be honest. You are lighting candles, begging to be arrested. But he's not really looking to arrest you. His comment was he should be arrested for doing a crappy job as governor. That's what we call sarcasm. And what and this the attack of the First Amendment, he doesn't stop talking to the press. Every single day he's got the press in the Oval Office. We keep having to cut into it on our show. And by defunding NPR and PBS, because that's what he was also alluding to, that's not an attack on the First Amendment. Then give me money. Then where are my First Amendment rights? I want my federal money to be on the air broadcasting. Do you get money for your dumb podcast, Gavin? No. No, you don't, huh? So nobody really has a First Amendment to fund their media organizations? Nobody has a First Amendment right for government money to be able to make sure that they're on the air or on the stream or whatever it is? No. This idea that Trump is a fascist and an authoritarian and having a military parade on his birthday, which happens to be Flag Day. Flag Day came first. This is an important point. Literally came before his birthday. And the fact that it's that Flag Day is Donald Trump's birthday is a fun coincidence. But it doesn't change the fact that the military parade is about celebrating the military's accomplishments, like doing things like defeating Hitler and the Nazis. And I think people are making way too much of a parade. I don't think you'd be complaining if there was a pride parade on your birthday, would you, Gavin Newsom? Probably not. And there's lots of pride parades. Every freaking day there's another one. Seems like the rainbow parades happen all the time. But Gavin Newsom is the ultimate tyrant, who had a guy arrested for surfing during COVID when he was out there by himself on a surfboard. I don't know who he was going to give COVID to. Fish, Aquaman, a killer whale, I don't know, but that guy was arrested. He was a tyrant who shut down businesses. He was a tyrant who mandated people get a COVID vaccine. He was a tyrant who said kids couldn't go to school. You had to wear masks. You had to, so, like, stop with the tyrant thing, because you have been one of the biggest tyrants. You banned people from being able to have the power to own gas-powered vehicles. That's a tyrant move. Just like you banned plastic bags and all the other tyrannical things that you people on the left do all the time. As far as sending in the National Guard to control unrest, that means then Eisenhower was a tyrant, JFK was a tyrant, LBJ was a tyrant. Well, LBJ kind of was a tyrant, but for other reasons. Nixon was a tyrant, George H.W. Bush was a tyrant. These are people who were all tyrants for sending in the National Guard to quell unrest in American cities and do things like help black people. So I don't want to hear this nonsense. And if people are peaceful, they're peaceful whether the National Guard is there or not. This idea that when the National Guard shows up, suddenly something in the brain is triggered and they start frothing in the mouth and they're like, I was peaceful 10 seconds ago, but now rage. 28 days later, 28 years later, they're making another movie sequel to that. 28 days later was 28 days later. The original was great. 28 weeks later was eh. I don't know how 28 years later is going to be. I don't know. All I do know, though, is that tickets for Superman are now officially on sale. Did I buy two for me and Patrick in the IMAX? You're damn right I did. Taking my daughter and I'm taking my son. Separate nights. Because, and Reagan, no. Reagan cannot do a movie. No. She can't sit still. My daughter has my attention span. She has that gift. She has my attention span. She cannot sit through a movie. Not even a 30-minute Netflix comedy show, like a cartoon. No. But anyway, point is this. There's no rage virus that triggers people to act violently in the presence of National Guard or law enforcement. The only rage virus that's there is that these people are full of rage and they're acting in rage. And what they do is they then go out and they commit violence and they're told by people that they were mostly peaceful otherwise. Give me a freaking break. Matt Rooney joins us next. We'll talk about Jersey and how we win. Don't go away.
The Rich Cioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHD.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Do we have Rooney? Is he there?
Here, I was distracted by the Beach Boys.
Isn't that great? I mean, not great that he died, but
well, yeah, not that part of it. But this time of year, hearing it, it does something to you. It puts you in the summer mood.
Maybe
it
really does.
I'm metal in my old age.
Brian Wilson of the Beach Boys died. Was he 82 years old? I believe.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah. 82. Yeah, they were great, man. The Beach Boys were awesome. You ever get a chance to see them in person?
I never got a chance to see them in person, but I'll tell you what I appreciate about them besides the fact that the music's just great. It's all short. It used to be that a song would be 90 seconds, 2 minutes, that's it. And then came the rise of the song that had to go on for 6-7 minutes. These extended tracks. I don't have that kind of attention span. I am a millennial.
So I got to see the Beach Boys once. You want to know where?
Where?
Well, why don't you guess?
Why don't I guess?
I'll give you a hint. I'll give you a hint. It's a Jersey political thing. Okay? It's a Jersey political thing, and I got to see the Beach Boys. Come on.
So it had to be a fundraiser. No.
No.
They wouldn't have done a fundraiser.
Close. Close.
And an inaugural?
No.
Did they play it?
The League of Municipalities.
Really?
Yeah, they met, like, I think it was, I want to say the early aughts, and the Beach Boys were playing. This is back when the League of Municipalities, before Jim McGreevy revealed all the craziness that happened there, and then, you know, and it stopped being fun. When it was debauchery, not just corruption, but corruption and debauchery. Yeah, they had, somebody hired the Beach Boys, some lobbying firm hired the Beach Boys to play at the League of Municipalities event. And I was a county chairman back then, so I had a bunch of friends with me. We went up to there, and they said, well, you're not on the list. And I said, well, do you know who I am? And then we got in to go see the Beach Boys. So look at that. So there you go.
That's amazing, and also such a wonderful example of how that event can be really grimy. There's so much money that flows through it. They can afford to bring in the Beach Boys to get people to buy trash services or whatever it is they were advertising.
Yeah. Yeah, and it's so Jersey, too, because it's the usual, like, hey, you know who I am? And yeah, he's a county chairman. You let him in. And it's the Beach Boys. It's the Jersey. It's the League of... And I feel like everything comes back to Jersey. So here, hey, here we are. Speaking of Jersey, Mr. New Jersey, Matt Rooney's with us. SaveJersey.com and the host of the Matt Rooney Show. You can hear every Saturday night right here on Talk Radio 1210 WPHD. Also subscribe to the Matt Rooney Podcast, which is now bigger than Joe Rogan's podcast. Let me ask you, first of all, were you surprised by, not that Jack won, because I know you and I talked and we both predicted that, but by the sheer magnitude of his victory?
I was. And some of that's because I'm a naturally cautious character. And Bill Spadia, look, I mean, he's someone that was on the radio in our general part of the world for a long time. I mean, you know how loyal the Zioli army is.
Yeah.
It turns out, I'm not trying to be a jerk here, but, you know, the Spadia militia is not the Zioli army. There was collapse for him in his former station's core listening area, and I thought that Jack was going to win. I thought he was going to win big. I did not have 40 points on my bingo cards. I'd love to be able to say it was true. Donahue guessed it, by the way, if Mike Donahue's listening, our mutual friend.
Yep.
He told me I had to point that out if I did any media today.
He won all 21 counties, which is a big deal. Yeah, I do think it says something about that radio station, that their influence is not nearly what it used to be. That's for sure, because there was a time where they used to set the agenda for New Jersey politics. And that is, you know, that's changed. And that's not a knock on the hosts that are not political. I mean, there are some that are not political and they're fantastic. But there was a time when that station was the station that set the agenda for New Jersey politics, particularly in the morning, back when Jim Gerhart was there. And that's changed a lot. The other thing, too, that I think is the Donald Trump factor. I mean, the president didn't just endorse Jack. He endorsed Jack with a very long and passionate Truth Social. He did a tele-town hall with him. And then he did another endorsement of Jack Cittarelli just a couple days ago. So, I mean, he tripled down on Jack, which is key.
It was. And I think that a lot of people that don't interact with Trump world, like you and I have had an opportunity to do, Rich, they don't understand, and maybe they don't trust us when we say it. Trump is extremely invested in winning in New Jersey this year. He very much thinks of it as a second home, even though he lived in New York and now he lives in Florida. New Jersey and he have a lot of history. He loves the Garden State. He wants to see it succeed. And, you know, to put it the way he would, he thinks that we have been managed very badly in recent decades by some bad people. So it does not surprise me at all that he doubled down after he made a decision that he thought that Jack was the Republican Party's best chance to make a go of it this year. And I fully expect that he's going to stay engaged through the next few months. You're going to hear the Democrats say Trump, Trump, Trump. Mikey Sherrill brought up Trump probably about 300 times in her victory speech the other night. I'm not so sure she wants to keep doing that, because I know you've talked about it. Other hosts on our station have talked about it. Trump's pretty darn popular right now. He's even well ahead in some of the lefty polls, like Morning Consult. So do they really want him actively engaged in New Jersey? They better be careful what they wish for, Rich.
Yeah, and Mikey Sherrill, the Cittarelli campaign has already, with their website, Mikey Made Millions, and they break down all the money she's made on stocks. She gave an interview, as you know, to Charlemagne the God on The Breakfast Club. It was disastrous for her. I mean, they've turned that now into a political commercial. I think that's going to be one of those things that haunts her, like Kamala Harris's media appearances when she would say really dumb things or she would stumble and bumble. And that kind of stuff has a way of sticking, I think.
I don't think most of the audience has had an opportunity to really interact with her yet. Maybe they've seen an ad by accident watching YouTube during the primary. Imagine if Phil Murphy and Kamala Harris had a baby. That's Mikey Sherrill, and I'm sorry if you hadn't had lunch yet and that turned your stomach, but she is as far left as Murphy. She's awkward. Again, watch that clip that Rich just referenced. But she also lacks any charm that sometimes leftist politicians use to mask how extreme they are. She's not good off script. She's not really that great on script. I think she's got a glass jaw. I think that she's infinitely beatable.
Here's the ad that the Cittarelli campaign put out, and the New York Times reported there were at least 12 potential conflicts of interest in trades that she made as a member of the Armed Services Committee and other committees as well that she served on since being a member of Congress. This is cut number 9.
As a member of Congress, Mikey Sherrill made millions in the stock market.
You made millions on the stock market, tripling your net worth while you were in Congress, and you were fined for unreported trades. What do you say to that?
Trading hundreds of stocks.
We don't trade individual stocks.
Tripling her net worth.
I think we made money.
And while Sherrill got filthy rich, she didn't play by the rules.
It's not as if I go sit on the House Armed Services Committee and suddenly I'm trading Boeing.
Mikey Sherrill, rich on stocks, broke on FX.
That was Charlemagne the God in that. And, you know, and the thing about that, Matt, too, is that whole, that's the moment that I think will haunt her in this campaign.
It's going to haunt her, and it also tells us something beyond the fact that she's not too good on her feet and she doesn't have good answers. She resents that she has to give them. Don't let her fool you, because you're going to see these ads where she served in the military, and of course, you know, I respect her service.
Sure.
But she's going to pretend that's the only facet of her personality. This is another out-of-touch liberal. She lives in Montclair, which in terms of ideology might as well be Moscow, right? Circa 1980, right? And she looks down on the rest of us, and she thinks, as Phil Murphy did before her and plenty of other liberals, that she should get the rule as a matter of right. She knows what's better for us. We don't. We need to rely upon her. And I think you're going to get more of those moments during the campaign, because she's going to resent having to answer for it. So I think it's I got to give a hat tip to the Chitterelli campaign right out of the gate. They are taking her on aggressively from day one. And I think it's not only going to get information out there with voters need to make a decision. I think it's also going to fluster her. And we're going to get a lot more fun sound clips for the Rich Zeoli Show.
And the Matt Rooney Show as well, which you can hear every Saturday night right here on Talk Radio 1210 WPHD. She's also, there's something kind of cringy about her. She's already lost South Jersey, because last night she called the Taylor ham, egg, and cheese. So she's already lost the South Jersey vote. That's done. But listen to this line and how freaking, and this is just cheesy. Cut number 10.
If Jack Chitterelli is the ghost of elections past, then tonight we write the future. Because the future is built on hard work and hope. And here in New Jersey, we're known for our grit, for our tenacity, maybe a little bit for how loud we are. But it's going to take a
stop it right there. That's the moment. You're given the
she's queen of the Karens, and she's unapologetic about it. I mean, how do you think that's going to play in Washington Township, in Cumberland County, in Berlin? I mean, pick anywhere in our listening area and beyond. She doesn't talk like a real person. She's not one of us.
And we're kind of loud. Is this thing on? Back it up a little bit, because that's great. We're kind of loud. It's like, woo! What? One person. That was the moment where we're all supposed to be loud. Oh, that's cringy. Go ahead.
Our tenacity, maybe a little bit for how loud we are. But it's going to take a strong voice to cut through the noise from Washington and deliver for the people. So I stand here tonight doing just that. And as a mom of four teenagers, you guys know I am not going to put up with the incompetent, whiny nonsense coming from aggrieved MAGA Republicans.
There we go, MAGA.
So I am so honored to be in this fight, and I'm so ready for the challenge. And you know what? You probably can't do better than to quote George Washington in this moment. Fix the bayonets. I'm resolved to take Trenton.
From May, she quoted a founding father, since they're all a bunch of slave-owning racists, Matt Rooney.
Yeah, not very feminist forward there at the end. I didn't hear that woo girl in the front row getting as excited for George Washington. It's insane. I mean, look, this is why, if nothing else, Rich, look, I get it. It's Jersey. I mean, disappointment is a birthright of New Jersey Republicans. But I want you all to believe it's possible. Trust your ears. You know your fellow Americans. You know New Jerseyans. We know that she's inauthentic. If Jack Chitterelli is able to offer an authentic product. People feel that he can offer real change. We're going to go red this year. And always remember, I tell people all the time on my show, Rich, I know you do too, every big movement forward in this country always starts in New Jersey. Back in 1993, we won the governorship. Next year, Newt Gingrich, Republican Revolution. 2009, we win in New Jersey. What came next, 2010? The Tea Party Revolution. I'm looking forward to 2026, a big midterm, because I think it's going to start in the Garden State this year.
You know, Rooney, we know that today Mario Kranjak, who is one of the Republicans in the race, he put out a statement in backing Cittarelli. We know John Bramnick has said that he would back the winner. I don't know if he's officially come out and said anything yet today. But the real question remains Bill Spadia. Do you anticipate Bill Spadia backing Cittarelli? I know he would not answer that during the debate that you were part of when he went after you for asking the question. But I hope he does. I mean, I really do. I have not heard anything yet.
I'd love to call him and ask him, but I have no expectation based on the debate that he gives me an answer. So he actually, you'll love this. He unfollowed me, unfriended me on X, whatever we call it. So we're in high school now, folks. This is politics. People graduate from high school, but they never really grow up. I have no expectation that he will. I think he's going to try to return to some kind of media. I heard secondhand the other night at his election night party, he alluded to a return to media. I think he's going to do what he did in 2021, which is stand on the sidelines and snipe at the Republican nominee. Look, your job, Rich, and you do it better than anybody in the country, is to hold all politicians accountable, right? You don't give people a pass just because they have an R at the end of their name. But at the same time, you know, talk radio, one of the things that makes it excellent is we're able to have a conversation, and that conversation has brought forth a movement in this country. And so I think you have a responsibility to just not be a negative Nancy all the time. And sadly, that's what you get from some people, and it's what I'm expecting, but I'm open to being pleasantly surprised. And if he happens to be listening to this, my old friend Bill, do the right thing here, man. Like, there is a place in this movement for everyone that wants to save the state of New Jersey. We have a historic moment. It doesn't matter what happened up until right now. You can be a part of it, and we can save this state for generations and move forward together. I know it's corny, but it's the truth.
Yeah, and by the way, thank you for the compliment. And you're right, but no, but the thing about it is that
I think you should have, not to interrupt you on your own program. They used to do an Ask the Governor segment on the other station.
Yeah.
I think it should be on 1210 WPHT, and I think it should be you.
Why not? I mean, let's do it. I mean, let's make it happen. I think Jack would probably agree to that. And clearly, this station has some powerful reach. No doubt about it. Matt, I think that to the point of saying we gotta like work as a team here on this in the Power Talk Radio, it just comes down to a binary choice. It's one or the other. It's going to be either Jack or it's going to be Mikey Sherrill. And the only question is, do you want to help Mikey Sherrill or do you want to help Jack Cittarelli? Because not voting for Jack and not working for Jack is helping Mikey Sherrill. There are more Democrats than Republicans in New Jersey. That's the bottom line. So if you stay home, if you don't work, if you don't help, if you snipe at him, you're helping Mikey Sherrill. And that is the reality.
It's true. I stood in judgment of nobody's conscience during the primary. I had my personal opinions, but you have to come to your own decision. But we've had that family discussion. There is now a standard bearer. And we're not talking about the Democrats of 30, 40 years ago. I know it's a point that gets maybe made a little bit too much, but it's no less important for it. JFK's not on the ballot as the Democrat nominee in New Jersey this year. I mean, heck, Bill Clinton, the 1990s version, is not on the ballot. Mikey Sherrill is an extremely far-left politician. She couldn't even support the Lake and Riley Act. She's a rubber stamp for the Democrats on Capitol Hill. If she is elected in New Jersey and we get a Democrat legislature, we are in trouble. You might as well start looking for real estate in Florida right now, some southern state where the pizza tastes like ketchup on a cracker, but you can at least enjoy the taste of freedom, because that's where we're going to be. I think we're reaching the point of no return. So, yes, you got to get in the game now, folks.
Little Goodfellas reference by Rooney. Catch him Saturday night, The Matt Rooney Show, and follow Save Jersey and follow Matt Rooney on X as well. Thanks, buddy. Always a pleasure to chat with you. I'm sure we'll be doing a lot of it in the next coming months.
The pleasure is mine, my friends.
Thank you, pal.
The Scioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
All right, so that is the big story of the hour, brought to you by Dr. Mike Vanaria, VanariaDental.com. Go see him today for your perfect smile. V-A-N-A-R-I-A, VanariaDental.com. And speaking of Jersey, there is a place called Bob's Little Sports Shop. They're in Glassboro, and they are the best. Best people. They care about freedom and liberty. And by the way, freedom and liberty are two distinct concepts. They care about both, and they care about your Second Amendment rights, and they are the place to go for all of your firearm needs. They got an incredible selection. They got a great staff there to help you. They've got training, classes, a range. They are the place. And this is a big milestone for them. 60 years in business, and they're doing a big anniversary sale this coming June. So incredible savings, special collector's firearms available as well. All you got to do is just go to bobslittlesportshop.com. I've always loved Bob's. I've loved Bob's since the days when Bob used to come on the air and read his poems to all of us. I used to love that, and I'm honored. I mean, really, truly, like they're kind of my white whale. I've wanted to get Bob's Little Sports Shop to endorse this show for years because you know I love the Second Amendment, and I love a great local business like this that has managed to survive and thrive in a state like New Jersey under a tyrant. So go visit them. Right on Delsey Drive in Glassboro, easy to get to, bobslittlesportshop.com. Check out their incredible selection. This ad brought to you by Bob's Little Sports Shop.
The Rich Scioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
All right, Beach Boys playing right now. If you're watching on the YouTube stream, you can't hear it. But we're playing Beach Boys. Now, you know, Justin, you can't just play the happy stuff. You got to play some of the more, trying to think of the words, mature. I don't know.
I figured I'd start off the first hour with the classics that everybody knows.
You go in classics, and then you're gonna get a little. I see your strategy. I like it.
At least that's what I was thinking. You know, we start off on a high, and we get into the deeper cuts as we get further into the show.
I like it. I like how you think, Justin. I really do. You're good at what you do.
Thank you.
Damn good at what you do. And then there's DeSantis. Anyway,
I was coming.
What? I didn't say anything. I just mentioned that you were there. That's all I did. That's all I mentioned.
Thank you.
That's kind. You're welcome. You. No problem. I'm not really an expert in the Beach Boys music. I know there are people listening. So if you have any particular requests on the YouTube stream, feel free to let us know. Feel free to jump in and give your thoughts. I'd also at some point like to open the phone lines and find out if you voted, if you think we can win New Jersey, if you think we can flip it, if you think we have a shot at this. I personally do for two reasons. Number one is that, and it's a point that Rooney made about how this is not the Democrat Party of JFK. They're freaking nuts, man. They are. They're freaking nuts. And I'm just thankful that Steve Sweeney did not win, because Steve Sweeney, who's a South Jersey guy who Ed Durr beat years ago when he was a state senator. I mean, like, that guy's an iron worker, and he still sounds like a Democrat from days gone by. And I would have been worried about him. I'm not worried about Mikey Sherrill. I think the veneer is going to come off and prove that not only is she a greedy and corrupt and everything else, but that she's the party of kookery. I mean, they're freaking nuts. They're just crazy people. And just to see that, you hear what's you listen to the reaction by Democrats in California, and then you see it. You see it yourself. You hear it. They are insane. They're insane people. So I'm confident. The second reason why I'm confident that we can win in New Jersey is because in 2021, I'll never forget this. I know I bring this up a lot, but that Monmouth University poll, to this day, I still think that guy should be in prison. You know how Trump said that Gavin Newsom should be in prison for just being elected? I think that Patrick Murray guy should be in prison for that poll he did the weekend before the election, saying Murphy had a double-digit lead. And you had 400,000 Republicans stay at home in that election because they didn't think it mattered. They didn't think that Jack could win. And look, the bottom line is this. Nobody is ever happy with any candidate ever on anything, period. Trump is an anomaly in that sense. Like, Trump is an anomaly where Trump has this diehard loyalty, but for the most part, there's things you like and there's things you don't like about candidates. That's just the bottom line. But politics comes down to a choice. And I think New Jersey voters are going to have to figure out whether or not they want to keep this insanity going. I really do. I mean, I just, you know, anecdotally, seeing how frustrated people are at the grocery store having to deal with their friggin' bags. To me, that says a lot. Hey, little things like that. Little things like that, I can tell. I was at Wegmans today. I had to run over there and pick up. Every friggin' day, I got to go to Wegmans and get something else. Because with three kids and constantly, you know, we need something. So I'm as in my daily Wegmans run. And sure enough, I didn't bring my bags. And I told you, I threw out all the other bags. I bought all those bags I threw out. And now they're just going to go sit in a landfill and decompose for the next 750 years. But I saw another guy next to me. He didn't have his bags either. He's all flustered. He doesn't know it. So what does he do? He's not buying a bag. He just grabs all the stuff and walks out the car. Did the same thing. Saw a mom. She had kids. She didn't have enough bags with her, so she had to leave stuff in the cart. The kids throwing stuff in the cart. Nobody wants this crap anymore. Then you go to fill up your tank, and gas is super expensive. Then you're going to get your electricity bill this summer. It's through the friggin' roof. You got the Jersey Shore. It's like tearing it. The Jersey Shore on some weekends in some parts of the Jersey Shore, like up North Jersey, looks like L.A. It really does. Looks like L.A. on the Seaside Heights boardwalk sometimes. So I think all these reasons are reasons why they got a very, very good chance of flipping this state in a big, big way. All right, listen, we got a big 4 o'clock hour straight ahead, and I know I'm late. I just went over my break. But let me tell you about Tri-County Auto. Tri-County Auto is fantastic. They are the best. Look, I'm so glad that they're sponsoring the show. You know why? Because I love American cars. I drive a Jeep Wrangler. Bridget's got the Volvo, but I got the Jeep Wrangler. I love it. I do. I love it. I love the pride of driving an American car. And Tri-County Auto, right off of 422, Collegeville, Downingtown, easy to get to. We're talking Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, and Ram, baby, with incredible specials. Incredible specials right now. So I want you to go see them. And you can go to tricounty.com, and you can look at all the specials right on their website. But here's the big one. Employee pricing all month. Employee pricing. You get the same price as the employees. That's unbelievable. Plus, they got a great special on Jeep Compass right now. So go see Tri-County. Support them because they support me. They support the show, which means they support you. And Brian Krieger and his wife, Cheryl, are fantastic people. They stand up every year and support the Travis Manion Foundation and our veterans. In fact, they just donated a Jeep Wrangler to the Travis Manion Foundation for the veterans. These are great people, so give back to them. Tri-County Chrysler Dodge Jeep and Ram. Go to tricounty.com. Employee pricing for everybody. See the specials. See the beautiful inventory and the pride of driving American and the pride of supporting a sponsor of this show, Tri-County Auto, tricounty.com.
The Rich Cioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHD.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.